Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. speaking up on those technical difficulties on this man. I know you've been praying. You've been hanging in there with us. You've been swimming back these weeks. And we love you, brother. God bless you and our teachers. We have another fantastic lineup of teaching for you on tonight. You know, our son again with us in the ministry because he didn't get to finish up last week with those things that we were discussing. But we do have a father, Corey Bradley, one of our sons in the ministry, one of the sons of the Thomas. He also, he lives in South Carolina, Indiana now, but he's from T.I., he's from the city of Glory. And he's one of the founding members of the Words of Christ Hospital Church International, which brings you the word of our from the King of Builders International. And we just thank our hosts with King of Builders International and King of Brothers for allowing us to come once more again and be party to you and to give you what God has given us. And Brother is the founder of Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries, and he's just been doing a wonderful thing here today. We'll let him say a few words to you before we get started. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It is a wonderful thing to be back. It is a wonderful thing to be back. And we thank you here from the Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries. We thank God for the Words of Christ House of Prayer Church. We thank God for the Kingdom Builders International for allowing us to have this privilege yet again to come to you with the Word of God that's on our hearts that we might be able to share with you and in some small way come to see you for building your faith in us. We just want to take the time to say thank you to all, to everybody who's here who was with us last week. And we just, you know, we just pray that we continue with this work that God has charged us with. We want to other things to go here, but we just wanted to take the time to say thank you. And we wanted to thank God for being the Kingdom Builders International, the Kingdom Daughters, the Words of Christ, the church, and in the ministry, Apostle Parker Richardson. I don't call him Apostle, I don't call him nothing as dad. So, during this conversation, you hear me say, Dad, it's a term of endearment that all of us who are children of this ministry have given to him, because he has been, if nothing else, a father to win that, that too was a mentor and even a role model. So, we just, we thank God for him because we wouldn't even know how to begin. Doing certain things without him building the trail for. So, with that said, I'm ready to go.
And she didn't boil him up right. I didn't put him on to where he had to get a smile. He and the inheritor, Cousin Jean, they go families of the bars from Gary and this is Fleming, especially we call him Fleming. Powerful man of God. His son now is the pastor of the church, powerful ministry. But the Fleming family is going through right now. The funeral's going to be fine. The wake's going to be fine in Michigan City, and the funeral's going to be Saturday in Michigan City. You can look on Facebook. Jeannie, the best, and his family, you'll see some information. We'll post some information for those of you that you know at the Fleming. Also, our own apostle. Lemon covering here in the sanctuary of the Little Way Christian Center here in the city of Gordon. And he lost a cousin and as well as another woman of God, probably to the lady Spencer, lost her brother. And there's many of you that have lost loved ones. If you pray that God will give you the peace of the past of all and the sanity of God. That is where we get our hope, and that's where we get to go and pull and handle those things that God has given us. So we pray that on time, we're going to have a wonderful time. God is going to give us a word that's on the ritual, heart, the soul, the mind, and the spirit. We pray that you speak with us. So here we go now.
Here we go.
Here we go. Hallelujah. His will. And so pray with us that you will have this harmonious marriage Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, you have given me your word, O God, and your love should abide in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who was given unto us, because you are in us, O God. We acknowledge, O God, that love reigns supreme. Father, we believe that love is displayed in full expression, O God, in holding and in us together in truth. Father, we make us perfect for every good work to do your will. Working in us that which is pleasing in your sight, O God. Father, we live and conduct our marriage of the other, Father, and of the prophetic. Honorably and properly, O God, because we are feeling the professional, O God. overlook it because it's become so familiar. As we talked about the president of the United States has had to go forth and to be politically correct, he made a judgment that he or a statement that it's okay for those that are not a man and a woman to be married. And we no longer agree with that. I'm afraid that those of us who put it as a sign of our voice, but according to some, they assume that the world is out of whack because we aren't doing the things that we're supposed to do. We're allowing unjust justice to tell us we are not going to be put in office, and we're not checking them out to make sure that they're doing what God did, what was in glory. We had our independence from England, but yet we're dependent upon the rest of the world. The United States at one time used to be a sorrow town. And now people are coming over here praying for us because we allow ourselves to be critically abandoned in a situation to where people go to any major city. And you see some of these symbolisms that have become commonplace. We rely on people with an idea of us slowly rule the airways, slowly rule all that we say they can do, and we don't do anything about it because we can fear it. Well, you should be fearless. We are not doing and saying the things that we need to be said, and therefore our president is not our government, our senators, not only say our leadership, our judges, is an appeal court, and the Supreme Court says they can ungodly settlements on our behalf, and then we're crying in the wilderness about it after the fact, but we're not doing anything. Time for us to set it forward. But we need to recognize those things that we allow ourselves to become apathetic about. We see so many of these symbolisms that they become part of our life. As I said, our children are graduating this week, next week, last week, and then they get ready to go to what we call higher institutions of learning. But one of the first things is going to confront them when they go on out of chances is confronted with sororities. The men are going to be confronted with fraternities. Those sororities, those fraternities, generally have their root in that they are Greek from the Masonic Order. When the Masonic Order is ruling forms of the Illuminati. You've been seeing their names on YouTube, you've been seeing their names on television. And you know, we have some belief that it's not a big thing. But there are other things that are around us that have been in the news. And because we see it on TV now, everything's commonplace. We have cartoons that have little kids, cartoons, whether it's custom. Or there's homosexuality. And she, the whole primary show was dedicated to things that have to do with alumni and have to do with the music industry and have to do with sacrifice and the people. And they were like, yay, and we need to do the right side of us because of the music. It is amazing to our kids because when they have that final level and the information is there, is locked in, and therefore when you see other information, it doesn't just play. It doesn't mean in the face of it, because it is a program. I shared with you last week also, Dr. G.K.B. Lewis from EX Ministries and the Truth Behind Hip Hop series. And the information is a lot of the information that we covered concerning those symbols on last week came from some of the information that we had reviewed. And so I share with you that we are making sure that you have the tools and are ready to fight the good fight of faith. You need to understand those things which get in the way, those things that will cause you to not be able to go forth sometimes. Sometimes there's some stuff that's right in plain sight, and you don't recognize. But we're just going to quickly go over a few of the symbols, and then we're going to go with our scripture for today. Amen. Amen. We can start real quick with the ankh. We can start with the ankh, which is an Egyptian symbol. It symbolizes mythical life or eternal life, birth and life-giving power of itself. The ankh is considered a cross or a type of cross by a certain religious organization, but it is not. It is not a cross. It is not a quote-unquote Christian symbol. It is an Egyptian symbol which has absolutely nothing to do with Christ. We can talk about the compass and the square, which is a Masonic symbol. It deals with movement toward perfection and balance between the spiritual and the physical, which was in the Egyptian and Oriental mysticism. Things of that nature, and dealing with Africa, with Egyptian symbolism, and other symbols, we have to know that's not who we are as believers. We don't deal with that kind of symbolism. That's not our symbolism. That's not our stuff. We talk about so many different symbols, so many different types of signs and things like that that make us believe that people are Christian. But for centuries, people have allowed paganism to infiltrate Christianity, and we've ingrained it or built it into what we're supposed to believe, and now it almost doesn't know what to believe because things are so confused because these symbols are now more important than our real symbol, which is Christ and Him crucified and resurrected. That, we have to remember that our belief system is not based on symbolism, it's based on sacrifice, based on obedience, based on, relationship, based on fellowship, and based on love. It's not based on symbolism. It's not based on icons or idols that are expressed in so many different pagan cultures, societies. We can talk about third eye. Third eye is so prevalent in our society. It's just crazy. China, they use the third eye as one of their symbols. No matter how they update their logo, the third eye of Horus, which is, favorite of Christ, and even as a kid with food, people like to show that because they make it so pretty, it's so beautiful, so symmetric,
or children, friends, your children have done it. But, I mean, what it really represents, it doesn't represent anything good. It doesn't represent God as far as Yahweh, or our God we believe, you know, who is the true living God. It doesn't represent that. The very eye of Horus represents another Egyptian symbol, because Horus was the sun god, you know, and historically or mythologically speaking, Horus lost his eye in a battle with another pagan god, another Egyptian god, in Set. The pagans used this third eye symbol. They put it on necklaces and chains and as a charm. To ward off evil spirits, to ward off evil. So you have to have an evil that's greater than the one you're warding off, and other people are for this thing to hurt. And that's the problem that we admit. That's the thing that we miss. We talk about here's that one right here, the pentagram. If there's no other symbol that is the symbol of devil worship or demonic activity, it is the pentagram, which is also a hexagram. The cult uses the pentagram regularly in rituals to direct, different evil forces, different energy, evil energy. They're good at this thing. I mean, it almost literally represents Satanism, the horn god, various expressions of particularly occultism. This is an evil symbol. This thing is used for nothing but summoning devils. And if you ask any witch, warlock, or sorcerer, they'll tell you the same thing. They can't. They almost never had any kind of ritual seance or any kind of occultic worship without a pentagram, because it is the doorway for most devils to come through. I mean, it's amazing some of the stuff that we think is harmless, but it's truly evil. I wanted to chime in a little bit and give you something about some of the symbols that we use. We'll talk a little bit more about a couple of things later, but I think I would like that to further, emphasize what we're talking about as far as the pentagram being a symbol that we're talking about.
Amen. And what's key is you see cars that are riding in front of you all the time, and they have these symbols on the back of their car. And having been a Mason myself at one time, those symbols are called light. And they tell you to learn how to protect that light. And that light is basically sitting on the back of the car, and you might wonder what it is, but it's shining, on you. That's why it's on the back of the car. The Eastern Star. The Eastern Star is a pentagram. The five-sided star has a pentagon in the center, or six-sided star. And it's a symbol of the head of Baphomet. You may have seen Beyonce a few years back. As a matter of fact, I talked about the Super Bowl. The same outfit that Madonna wore in the Super Bowl halftime was similar to the same outfit that Madonna wore when she came up with I Am Sasha Fierce. And we was talking about schizophrenia. We're talking about being double-minded. God expects us not to be double-minded, but single-minded. The Baphomet is a half-man, half-woman goat, which is the symbol of Lucifer. It's a sign of Lucifer, the sign of Satan. And it's stuff that we see all the time, and we just overlook it. The so-called Star of David is the hexagram, or the six-pointed star in a circle. And it used to be that folks that was doing witchcraft and things of that nature was they didn't advertise, but now they're all over the place. There's, because they show the stuff on, there's a show called Charmed. See, people, you talk about vampires and things of that nature. All of that is part of the same occult. And they deal with these same symbolisms all the time. See, the six-pointed star, the circle, the most prominent item that we know about that has a six-pointed star or a hexagram underneath it is the Statue of Liberty in New York. It's used as a standby for magicians or alchemists, which is the sorcerers believe it represents the footprints of a special kind of being called a truid. And it's used in ceremonies both to call up demons and to keep them away. And as Sal was saying, anytime you have to call up another demon to get rid of a demon, I mean, that demon is stronger than the one you called it up. Otherwise, he can't control that demon. Demons have, there's several books I found. One that I recommend is called Fallen Angel DNA, which is it's written by somebody here in the city of Glory as well. But it talks about the fallen angels, those that was cast out of heaven with Lucifer. And Apostle Evans, if you go and listen to the podcast this past Tuesday, he's on every first Tuesday of the month. He talked about the fallen angels, and he talked about the symbolisms of the things that's going on with the angels and how we have put ourselves in a position to allow these things to infiltrate us. Some of the stuff is still in our DNA, because when Adam committed that sin, he gave away the authority. And so that iniquity is still in us. And so we have to be able to understand and to overcome the symbolism. We need to be able to understand and to overcome the ability of these symbols to infiltrate and rule our lives. You need to protect your children. You need to understand that the banking system and everything that's going on around us has a key ingredient to our lives. And it's because we have allowed what Psalms 82 says, turn to Psalms 82, beginning at verse 4. I just want to let you know that I'm backing up what I say. Also, Genesis, the third chapter, verse 26. See, God gave us dominion, the power, and authority over the earth when he created us. 1:26, excuse me. And these two scriptures back up one another. And go ahead, you want to read those for me?
Psalms 82 and
Psalms 82.
Starting at verse 4, read it slow.
We're going to start at verse 4. And I'm going to read it in the amplified version of the Bible, just so that we can be clear about the word. The Bible says in Psalms 82, starting verse 4, to deliver the poor and needy, rescue them out of the hand of the wicked. The magistrates and the judges know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in the darkness of complacent satisfaction. All the foundations of the earth, the fundamental principles upon which rests the administration of justice, are shaken. I said, you are God, since you judge on my behalf as my representative. Indeed, all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die as men and fall as one of the princes. Also, arise, O God, judge the earth, for to you belong all the nations. Okay, I'm going to go back, and I just want to make emphasis in one area. I think I went down just a little too far. Needed to start at verse 2.
Okay.
And here it says, again, we not ample time. How long will you magistrates or judges, which is us, magistrates and judges, and this scripture here is talking about us, that's the kingdom, us that's in the body of Christ. How long will we, how long will you magistrates or judges judge unjustly? We judge unjustly by doing the next part, which is show partiality to the wicked. It says sila, which says power and comely. Think on that. Do you have that in the King James?
Is it sila?
No, the scripture.
Yeah. Yeah. It's in King James.
How long will you judge unjustly?
How long will you judge unjustly?
And accept the person of the wicked.
And accept the persons of the wicked. That's what we're talking about, the symbolism that's going on. We accept that symbolism. We are judging unjustly because we're doing absolutely nothing about it. Read.
Defend the poor and fatherless.
Okay, defend the poor and the fatherless. You cannot defend the poor and the fatherless if you allow marriage to go on between people that can't have children.
Amen.
Read.
Do justice to the afflicted and the needy.
Do justice to the afflicted and the needy. That's the church's responsibility. We never should have turned that over to the government. Read.
Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked.
Rid them?
Rid them.
We are to get the poor and the needy out of the hand of the wicked. They are using them like puppets. They're using us like puppets. We're doing nothing about it. Read.
They know not, neither will they understand.
The judges that we have put in place, they don't know, neither will they understand, because they're not designed to know. We're designed to know. Read.
They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course.
The whole earth is off course.
I needed you to know that. The whole earth is off course. About 3 months ago in the wintertime, I'm one of those people that look up all the time. I got people looking up at clouds and things of that nature. Because you can see stuff happening in the heavenlies. But about 3 months ago, in this area of where we're from, in the city of Florida, we had the mildest weather that we've ever had in history. We had 70 and 80 degree weather in January, February, and March. And that doesn't happen here. We have blizzards in January, February, and March. Not only that, talking about the world and the earth being off tilt. If you live anywhere in the Midwest, you could look up at midday and see the sun and the moon in the same quadrant. That means that they were in the same area where you could see. It wasn't like the moon was in the west and the sun was in the east. Both the moon and the sun was in the south. I mean, so close together that they almost was, when you could see them so close that it was like they were right next door to one another. And I noticed that. I said, wait a minute, something wrong here. And it didn't dawn on me at the time that the world is out of tip, because Apostle Carson, Earl Clark Richardson, is not doing all that he needs to do. The world is out of tip. So you gotta personalize this thing that if you don't do your part, the world is out of tip. And here's the thing. Don't think that you are exempt. This scripture right here makes everybody accountable. We're supposed to look after the needy and the homeless. Sitting right here. Everybody that's a born again Christian, this applies to you. The reason I say that, because Jeremiah, the first chapter, verse 3, talks about us, God knowing us when we was, before we was in the womb, before we was in our mother's womb. That implies two things. One, it implies that we had a conversation with him before we came down here in this earth suit. You heard me say it before. And I would affectionately get that from Apostle Edwards. He shares it with his author. We had a conversation with the Lord before he allowed us to come into our mother's womb and to come and be put in an earth suit. And we made a pact. We made a covenant with him what we were going to do while we were here on the earth. The problem is, men and women of God, you don't forget the conversation you had with the Lord before you came down here in this earth suit. And because God has given us free will as human beings, we're taking advantage of it. But I'm going to show you something here in Psalms 82 where we held accountable. Right down here at the bottom it says, verse 6, it says, I say ye are gods, since you judge on my behalf as my representatives. Indeed, all of you are children of the Most High. That's everybody. Everybody. Nobody is exempt from that. You made a covenant with God before you got here. Now, I'm going to tell you something, since we're talking about symbolism. That was the thing you need to avoid when there's a lot of books, and people, you know, recommend books and stuff. There's a lot of CDs and tapes, but I'm going to get ready to do some stuff not to put in your hands. Because, and I know you won't have to be looking for it, but I want you to be looking for it. If you're not strongly rooted and grounded in the Word, if you don't, that part of the fivefold, if you believe, if you're gullible in any area of your life, you don't need to be dealing with this guy named Dr. Ray Hagens. Dr. Ray Hagens, you need to not listen to anything that comes out of his mouth, because he will coerce you and convince you that everything you know is a lie. They got a book called, CD called The Council That Created Jesus. They got a thing called The Willie Lynch Chip. The thing called religion versus spirituality. And people want to read these things and listen to these things. And guess what? I'm going to tell you something. I don't care how good you are, how strong you think you are. If you listen to this stuff, last week I told you that if you don't have divine revelation, you will or might be fooled. I'm telling you, as an apostle called out, sent out by God himself, that I myself questioned myself and had to repent and come to myself like the son that left, the prodigal son. I had to shake it off and come to myself. And I had to remember the goodness of God. I had to remember the things that I've witnessed with my own eyes, heard with my own ears, seen. Those things that I've been privy to. Those things that God has revealed to me. I had to remember those miracles, those signs, and those wonders that I personally laid hands on people and how they recovered. And things that I had to remember that. How is it not, if everything is a lie, was this able to come to be true? And I'm here to tell you that some real dear friends of mine have been fooled and bamboozled concerning these words that I've given unto you. You need to be careful what it is. If you see something and you read something and you hear something on TV, on YouTube, or this or that, and you start like really delving into that thing, you need to be going to your pastor. And if you don't have a personal relationship with your pastor, men and women of God, I've shared with you before. That's not the way God operates. You need to be able to have some kind of relationship with the person that is shepherding you. And I'm going to turn this over because I know this man has issue to get in on this, because that's one of the things about faith. Faith is questioned, and the church is doing some stuff that makes people don't even want to come to church. And it's because of this symbolism. It's because of these things that we keep putting in our place and putting in our position. That's why we have Amen. Ready to go. I'm ready to put this one because it is.
You got 2 minutes for yourself.
It is shameful what has become of God's church, the church of Jesus Christ, because nowadays the church of Jesus Christ is not even in the equation with a lot of people who have declared that they've been called to God's ministry, to God's service. That's the first thing we're going to make clear. It's not your thing. It's God's service. And I mean,
Jesus said, when you do that, you will be filled. Well, how can you be filled?
make it real careful the way we try or tread or step. Because we have to understand that our glory means nothing. Because it's not for us that people come and fill the sanctuary. It is for God and His glory. People are seeking how to become better. Let me continue in the scripture, but I'll go off on that one. I would just go off on that one. Let's continue reading the scripture and so that we can finalize this understanding. Listen, he who speaks on his own, this is verse 18, the same chapter, John 7. He who speaks on his own authority seeks to win honor for himself. Just said that. He whose teaching originates with himself seeks his own glory. But he who seeks the glory and is eager for the honor of him who sent him, him being God the Father, he is truth. He being Jesus Christ. And there is no unrighteousness or falsehood or deception in him. Jesus Christ is not a lie. You want confirmation? Numbers chapter 23, verse 15. God is not a man, or 16:23. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. There is no lie in God. There is no lie in Jesus Christ. There's no falsehood. No falsehood in God or Jesus Christ. There is nothing false about Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. None may come to the Father except from Him. You have no clue how important it is for you to understand that this has nothing to do with your person. I wish bishop, I wish pastor, I wish prophet, I wish evangelist, apostle, or teacher, I wish that we would come away from our arrogance and our pride. Because our arrogance and our pride are antichrist. That is the selfishness of the antichrist. And the spirit of the antichrist is already in the world. Everybody who does not love God the Father and does not give himself over to Jesus Christ is antichrist. So if you don't believe God, I don't understand how with the earth proves God is doing, but if you don't believe God, you are antichrist. I can only finish it by going further into the revelation of God in 1 John chapter 2. Anymore. He don't see Corey Wright anymore. He sees his son.
in the privilege of living in the authority and ability of the Father who has given me this life. So I do not take for granted that this life is not mine. I live because Christ lives. Let me give you that scripture.
Church
conscious about the glory of God from Jesus Christ. So now, just that. I can't really say too much more than that. If you're leading the congregation, I'm talking to the leaders. If you're leading the congregation, lead them to Christ and the righteousness of God, because Christ is the righteousness of God. So leading people to Christ is leading people to righteousness. Think about that next time you want to open your mouth and start saying something. Think about that. Hallelujah. Selah. Pause and think on that. Think on many things. Think on many things. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there'll be any virtue, and if there'll be any praise, think on these things. Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 8 and verse 9. Hallelujah. We pray that we open up your eyes to some things. See, we believe that failure is not an option here at the Warriors for Christ House Prayer Church and Compassion. We believe that because we believe that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We ask you to live in Philippians, the 4th chapter. You know, a few weeks ago, we were telling you to go there and to live there, to go there all the time, because we always get to Philippians 4, verse 13, says that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. But there's some stuff you got to do before you get there. That's why we have you to live in Philippians 4. Because it starts out there for my brother who I love and yearn to see. My delight and crown, reap the victory, thus stand firm in the Lord, my beloved, in chapter 4. Verse 3 says, I exhort you too, my genuine yoke fellow, help those women to keep on cooperating, for they have toiled along with me. Tells us to rejoice in the Lord, tells us to let all men know, perceive, and recognize our unselfishness and our considerateness, our forbearing spirit, and that God is near, for he is coming soon. That's the one thing that God told us to do. See, right now, God is not seen with the church. See, it says in Philippians 4, do not fret or have anxiety about anything. It tells us, and when we don't do that, that when we do that, that the peace that surpasses all understanding will be with us. See, there's consequences to doing the things that God says, and there's consequences to not doing the thing that God says. Those things which we have both learned and received and heard and seen in him, do, and the God of peace shall be with us. Philippians 4. Live in Philippians 4. As I said, if you only have divine revelation, you will or might be fooled. As we come to our close, we don't want to be the curse of the culture. We don't want to be young and destroyed. We don't want voodoo and witchcraft to be the main thing. We don't want symbolism to represent us. We don't want the world to be on tilt because we haven't done the things that we're supposed to do. We don't want to go after false gods. We don't want to be fooled about these men that are very good at what they do, giving us the willy-lip-skip and religion versus spirituality and the council that created Jesus and all that other garbage that's out there. And you're going to find that sometimes we're fooled. Sometimes things get to us. Sometimes
you have to recognize the enemy has been doing this for thousands of years. He knows our every weakness. And he comes with us like no other, but no other person can. As I said, God is not pleased with the church. He wouldn't even recognize the church as we're talking about. He doesn't see, and we pray that he doesn't see the church, because what he's seeing is not really what he left here. The symbolism that we allow to rule and guide and direct us. You know, there's pyramids in many of the major cities. We're talking about the different symbolism. There's sphinxes, which is the head of a lion and the body of a lion, the head of a man. But the head dressed as on the man is a representation of the snake. It's like a cobra that's fully elongated. And so as you see the crown of the glands. And there's so many things that we see every day and that we allow it to rule God and direct us. And so we're going to, before we go, we're going to have a warfare prayer before we go. But we're going to pray right now that they would, that the lines will be open, so that you can give comments. So if you're calling on the telephone, go ahead and press 1 if you haven't done so already, and they'll cue you in so that you can make comments. So we're looking forward to your comments right now. Are you there? Amen. Yeah, looking forward to hearing you on tonight. Pray that we've been able to give you some information that's going to help you. Eyes now open. Go ahead. We got a little premature on last week, and so we're giving an opportunity to make sure that you're able to get comments. But we're going to go ahead and we'll come back to this. As I said again, the words for Christ House Spread Church International, we believe that failure is not an option. We believe that because we believe that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And we also believe that as we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, and that in all our ways to acknowledge Christ, that he shall lead, guide, and direct our path. And we do believe that. We believe that when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that all these things shall be added unto us. And that we've been giving you the fruit and peace to fight in the kingdom, we've been giving you some fodder to go forth and to deal with the rest of this week that you got coming up. Giving you some information. I know the man of God, he got kind of wound up there. But I love that ending line. That's that Son of Thunder coming out there. And I appreciate that God has used him in a mighty way. We're going to go here with our warfare prayer, and then we'll continue. Amen.
Amen. Pray your heart to pray this with us. Power of God, destroy every fundamental and foundation of familiar spirits in my family in the name of Jesus. The foundation of familiar spirits in my father's house, my mother's house, die in Jesus' name. Every soul tie with the real spirit went to pieces in Jesus' name. Every seat of the real spirit received the thunder fire of God in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, and let the habitation of familiar spirits become desolate. In Jesus' name, every throne of familiar spirits dazzled by fire. In Jesus' name, every stronghold of familiar spirits be pulled down by fire. In the name of Jesus, every divine of familiar spirits be rendered impotent. And in Jesus' name, every network of familiar spirits be dismantled. In Jesus' name, every communication system of familiar spirits be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every transportation system of familiar spirits be disrupted. And in the name of Jesus, O Lord, let the weapons of familiar spirits turn against them in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my blessings from every bank or storeroom of familiar spirits in the name of Jesus. An altar of familiar spirits break into pieces right now in the name of Jesus, never to be rebuilt or constructed again. In Jesus' name, every familiar spirit padlock fashioned against me, break by fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Every trap of familiar spirits roast by the fire of God in Jesus' name. Every familiar spirit utterance and protection made against me, my family, all those under the sound of my voice, be overthrown right now in the name of Jesus. I reverse every familiar spirit's burial fashioned against me in the name of Jesus. And I deliver my soul, the soul of my friends, and all those who are under the sound of my voice. From every bewitchment of familiar spirit, in the name of Jesus, I reverse the effects of every summons to my spirit by familiar spirit, in the name of Jesus. Every familiar spirit identification mark be wiped off by the blood of Jesus. And in Jesus' name, I'm frustrated. Every familiar spirit exchange of my function in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, destroy every familiar spirit manipulation fashioned against me in Jesus' name. Every spell and enchantment programmed against me by familiar spirit, against my family by familiar spirit, my friends, my loved ones, even my enemies by familiar spirit, and everyone under the sound of my voice by familiar spirit, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every spell and enchantment programmed against us by familiar spirits, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every covenant with familiar spirits, melt by the blood of Jesus Christ. I withdraw every organ of my body from any altar. I withdraw every organ of the body, of my friends, families, and loved ones, those close to me, those far from me, everywhere in the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus, every altar of familiar spirits, and anything planted in my life, in the lives of my family, all over the sound of my voice, by familiar spirits, come out now and die in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, cancel every initiation of familiar spirits against the destinies of all. Me and all under the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual marriage with familiar spirits be destroyed in the name of Jesus. And I reverse every evil pattern of familiar spirits for the destinies of me, my family, all over the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus Christ. And every cage of familiar spirits caging my life and the lives of my family and friends, those under the sound of my voice, be destroyed in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to try and calm down a little bit. We're going to open the lines once more so that you can come forth and let us know how you received us on today. Amen. Go ahead, you're on the air. okay. We know you're there, but we still say that all is well. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and give you our prayer calendar for this week. And today is the 7th, and we deal with justice. Hallelujah. Psalms 11 and 7, and Micah, the 6th chapter, verse 8. Amen. Tomorrow is Friday the 8th. We're going to be talking, your prayer calendar deals with mercy. That's James, the 5th chapter, and verse 11. On Saturday, we're going to deal with respect. 1 Peter 2 and 17. On Sunday, self-esteem. Ephesians 2 and 10. On Monday, faithfulness. Proverbs 3 and 3. On Tuesday, courage. Deuteronomy 31 and 6. On Wednesday, purity. Psalms 51 and 10. On next Thursday, we're going to be dealing with kindness. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 15. Hallelujah. Glory to his wonderful and magnificent name. If you don't know our Lord and Savior in the pardon of your sins, and you have heard us on tonight, we pray that you've been captivated by the Word of God and that you want to know what it is that you need to do to get right with God and develop a relationship with God. And so if you are that person, we're going to pray that you say these words with us. Dear God, I believe that you were born of a virgin and that you roamed this earth, that you did signs, wonders, and miracles, and that you died on the cross for me. You died that I might have the ability for everlasting life. I give myself to you now, and I accept you as my Lord and as my Savior. I believe that your blood was shed for me. I believe that by your stripes I'm healed of anything that's wrong in my life. And if you say those words, we can even begin to trumpet the way they are in heaven because you said those words. But we pray as God for you, and we recognize even right now that you are saved, you are sanctified, and you said, because you said those words, and you can get baptized in water like you did with the Holy Spirit, and you will receive the Holy Ghost. You will receive the Holy Ghost. You repent of your sin, and you receive the Holy Ghost. But we want to make sure that you're able to continue in this teaching, and that you have access to information. So if you don't have a Bible, make sure you contact either ourselves or the Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Builders through this podcast, and they're going to send you and make sure that you get either an audio version of the Bible or a hard copy of the Bible. Hallelujah. How great is that? And if you don't, we don't care. We're not trying to get you to join our ministry. And if you're in the city of glory and you're with our church on the way, we're going to have you come on to the Little Way Christian Center of the Apostle Leonard Evans. It's not about you being in my church. It's about you being under the word, under the anointing of the man and women of God. But we'll send you to, we got people and friends and those that are truly going to give you the truth about God all over the world. If you let us know where you are, we'll help lead you to, you know, Bible reading church or Bible study in church where you can continue to get the same kind of information that you obviously are listening to here. Something that you used to. And we pray, we really thank you for continuing to listen to us. You can contact us on Facebook, and we give you all the information before we go again. And do yourself a favor, forgive. Make sure that the information that you've heard today, that you're able to go
and tell others about it. Start looking at these symbolism and start rebuking them. Start recognizing these things as what they truly are. And seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, Reverend Taylor, are you there? Prophetess Teresa, are you there? Amen. Okay. We're going to go ahead and look forward to seeing you on next week. We're going to have topics. Gladys, close us out tonight and whatever it is that he has. We thank you for being with us and joining in with us on tonight. And we pray that you come again on next week. Here's Prophet Graham. Amen. Thank you, God, for this privilege yet again. With Words of Christ, Hospital Church International, with the King of Building, the King of Gods, there's a kind of prophet to answer. We ask God for you, what you would then understand. If you appreciate what God delivered tonight, why don't you let us know by contacting us on Facebook, facebook.com/KingdomAtmosphere. Ministries. Go ahead and click the like button and let us know if you heard about us through the podcast. And share a testimony with us, share a praise report with us, share a prayer request. Leave us a note. We want to share a prayer request. We want to interact with you. If you have a participant, if you don't have a church, let us know where you are. And I'm pretty sure we can find a Bible teaching church home for you to sit under the Word of God, the kind of Word that you know you're hungry and thirsty for. Again, that's facebook.com/KingdomAtmosphere Ministries. And we thank God that everyone we thank God for everyone who will listen to the podcast, let alone just take some notes if they want to. On a couple of things that we discussed on tonight. Ready to close out. Let's close out in prayer quickly. Father, we thank you for another opportunity to glorify you. We thank you for another opportunity to serve your people. So we may receive glory to you for Jesus and your sacrifice for all of us. We pray now over all the prayers that we have prayed tonight, that there be no backlash, no retaliation, no retribution against the people of God who exploit and receive in prayer. And if the word that we pray, there's no retaliation, no backlash, no retribution, no revenge, no retaliation. Father, cover us in the blood of Jesus from the crown of our heads and from the throne of our feet. Cover us in your grace. Cover us in your mercy, God. We pray that angels come to us deliberately, that no enemy would have permission or entry into our lives, our homes, or into our spirit, our souls. We pray now that as we close out of this prayer, we pray, God, for your favor to continue in our lives, that all we do will cause us to prosper only in you, that your name and your glory will permeate the earth, and that we would be able to smile when we know that the people of God have known who you are. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, have a wonderful night.